This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Charlie, the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest civilian honor.
There you have it. That was President Trump when he announced at the Charlie Kirk Memorial that he would be awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And that is going to happen this afternoon, just over a month after he was brutally murdered out in Utah, which is a shame. But it is Charlie Kirk Day, and they're encouraging everybody to wear red. If you're watching the feed this morning, you'll see we're all in with our freedom shirts, thanks to our friends over at Whiskey Dickerson.
And thanks to you for getting them made up. And
absolutely,
everybody's going to have access to these at our anniversary party, right?
Yeah,
the 23rd?
There should be. And somebody asked the question earlier, I don't have a VIP ticket. Will I still be able to buy one of the shirts? Just so you know, the VIP ticket is great. It basically entitles you to a couple of cocktails and cigar if you want one, some swag, and some food. But it's not like an exclusive separate area. So anybody who shows up, the t-shirts are going to be outside. They're going to be for sale.
The music's outside.
That's where the music is.
Yeah.
That's where
it's a street
drink
party.
Samples are going to be. You're welcome to go into the lounge if you want one of their fantastic crafted cocktails. They've got some fantastic drinks in there. It doesn't matter what you like. They got beer, they got bourbon, they got rum, vodka. I mean, the whole thing. But it's just a birthday party. So you RSVP, you can come for free, and it's just going to be just a wide open party out there outside of outside of the Lit Cigar Lounge, and of course just down from the green area there in the district out front of Napoli Brothers, where the kids can run around, and it's going to be a great time. I hope a lot of people show up.
I actually went to the district for the first time yesterday. I ate at the High Point.
Yeah.
Had a friend out there. We just went to lunch, and I was like, this is cool. I mean, it's a very cool space. Love the, you know, they still got a lot of vacancy they need to fill, but it's what's there is super hip. You got Four Hands, you got, you and I will talk separately about something at Four Hands I just couldn't believe. But other stuff, I mean, great restaurants, cool vibe. The outdoor amphitheater is very cool.
Steve's Hot Dogs is out
Steve's
there now.
Steve's right
Napoli,
next door, yeah.
Napoli Brothers is there, which is fantastic. Let's talk about those smash burgers at the High Point.
They're just insane. Insane.
Just great.
I got the patty melt, and it might have been the best ever. Like, ever.
Honestly.
And I am a critic of that. I mean, it is so good on sourdough bread. And it's the long, big sourdough bread. You know, so yummy.
And we'll often go down there before a concert at the Factory, which is just a two-block walk the other direction, right? Or go down and have a cocktail at Lit and then eat and then walk down to the to concerts. It's a great venue. If you haven't been there, we're talking about the District in Chesterfield. That's where our party will be a week from Thursday. So it's the 23rd from 5 to 7:30. Mark Reardon will be doing his live broadcast out there. Thanks to U.S. Men's Health and Rhino Shield for helping sponsor that. Our friends at Laura Wine and Spirits. All we're asking is that you RSVP so we have some idea of how big the crowd's going to be. But you can RSVP for free. Just go to our website at 971talk.com/events. We'll try to make it easy for you.
That's right.
All right. Coming up, we got in other news before the end of the hour. We're going to get to Mark Walters in the next hour with 2A Tuesday. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. We'll get him on here as well at about 7:20. And a little later, we'll get you another update from Israel because the discussion there this morning is they're still waiting for the rest of the remains of the hostages who either died or were killed, I would imagine, while they were in custody. Those remains have still not been turned over, and there's a bit of contention about that this morning. We're going to get a live report from Jonathan Savage on the latest with that. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
To sign this agreement, it's nothing short of historic. That being said, it is difficult to contrast his ability to make peace abroad with what critics are saying is a war that he's waging on American streets.
He did so great getting Middle East peace, but why is he waging a war on American streets? This is the nonsense the left-wing media is spreading this morning.
So many deaths in so many cities, but that's not a war, right? I mean, from the murder rate, that's
peace,
out of control.
It's about peace, but the left just doesn't get it. They buy completely into the Democrat talking points. What a shame.
Yeah.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding. And
The president there talking about what's next, right? What happens next? Well, it's time for Egypt and all the other countries that showed up down there to step up and put their money where their mouth is and build this into something that it could be. Gaza has a lot of potential when you don't have terrorists in charge.
Today, again, I would like to nominate this great president for Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, how about that? Of course you would, because Donald Trump has done something pretty amazing over there. And now the foreign leaders, that was the Pakistani prime minister. Remember, these are the people that were harboring Osama bin Laden just a short few years ago. And now they want to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Good for them.
Yep.
ICE agents are staying in Wilmette. That's not to say that they're operating there just yet, although they have picked up people in Lincolnwood, Niles, Skokie, and Glenview, so they're getting pretty darn close. But
what a scumbag. I want to introduce you to this guy. His name is Patrick Hanley. He is a candidate for the Illinois Senate from a suburb of Chicago, which means he's probably in a hard left progressive district where he's running for election. And he spent a great deal of time in a social media post yesterday doxing ICE. Somehow found out the hotel where some of them are staying to stage in that area. And you got to listen to this. He wants people to, first of all, he identifies the location, which puts their lives at risk. And then he encourages people to start harassing the hotel chain so they won't allow these American law enforcement officers to stay there. Like, where are they supposed to stay? Listen to this nonsense.
ICE agents are staying at the Residence Inn by Marriott on that Wilmette-Skokie border. It would be a real shame if folks knew that. And if they called the Residence Inn by Marriott, tell them how they feel about rogue federal agents staying in their neighborhoods, whether that might make them feel uncomfortable. You know, there's some worry about racial profiling and aggression by federal agents. So definitely don't call this number right here Because if they got enough phone calls from angry enough people, I mean, the Residence Inn, let alone Marriott Corporate, might reconsider whether or not they let government agents stay there in the future.
So this is the this guy has the right to say what he wants to under the First Amendment. What you don't have the right to do is to put law enforcement at risk of their lives. What if a sniper now goes and sets up across the street because this jerkwad told them that this is where ICE is staying, and he assassinates one of those ICE officers? He better go to federal prison for that if that happens.
I think there's got to be a law. There's got to be a law being broken here. Impediment of police officers, putting police officers' lives in jeopardy. Surely, of course, maybe not in Illinois, but surely there's a law that says you can't dox working officer during. This is an operation. This is an operation by a federal law enforcement agency. How do you have the right to impede that? I don't get it.
Well, because of the language he's using. He's describing them as rogue, as if they drove themselves there, not under orders from any government official, and they're just randomly going into the community and arresting brown people.
Right.
That's the nonsense that they spew, and the crazy lefties, because I know a few of them that live in Chicago, they're swallowing it hook, line, and sinker. And if there's just one out there who's teetering on the edge of a mental health crisis, God knows what they might do with that information. I had to play that for you when I heard it, because
that's
I'm
amazing.
Thinking, this is the obnoxious nonsense that J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson have fostered in Chicago right now. They would rather allow 500 people a year to be murdered than to have law enforcement come into town and crack down on some of that or arrest criminal illegal aliens. Instead, they'd rather see the law enforcement members die, it sounds to me like, and that's a shame. Again, that guy's name is Patrick Hanley, and he is an Illinois State Senate candidate. He's the one spewing that garbage on his Facebook page yesterday. What an absolute shame that we're allowing that to happen. Let's talk about how the mainstream media has handled all this. I'm going to get to that for you when we come back here in a minute. I played that in the top there on the short list. A reporter who has to add a butt monkey to his praise for Trump. Well, Trump absolutely deserves credit for what happened, but
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the way a lot of members of the left-wing media played this yesterday. And I'm going to play that for you when we come back. Stay tuned. All right, so let me get you, Ethan, to play cut number 13 for the people. This is a few of the Dems and the media giving Donald Trump a little bit of credit for what happened yesterday in the Middle East, please.
Some Democrats and media pundits were willing to give credit where credit is due.
This was very much a peacemaker's speech.
Do you give him credit for this?
Oh, certainly. I mean, this is an incredible accomplishment, an incredible moment. I mean,
it's a terrific day for the hostage families. It's a terrific day for President Trump, for our national interests.
He should get a lot of credit. I mean, this was his deal. He worked this out.
Listen, he got the deal across the finish line. There's no question.
Things seem sort of possible now in a way that they didn't necessarily before.
It's a better future ahead. That's what today represented. It was so, so powerful and unbelievably emotional.
And it went on from there. I think Hillary Clinton even had some nice things to say.
How about that? Yeah, it's true. And some did give him credit. I was glad to hear that. But this is kind of what I'm waiting for when I hear these reports is, yeah, but like the you're going to hear a butt monkey in there somewhere because they don't want to give him full credit for this. And part of it is that the mainstream media in this country has absolutely bought into the left wing talking points that have been sent out by Chuck Schumer and everybody else and the crazy governor of the state of Illinois that Donald Trump is somehow usurping his power by sending the National Guard in over the wishes of a sitting governor. Well, it's what happened with segregated schools. When they desegregated schools, they had to send the military in to allow these kids to go into the school, and they had to fight the governor to do that. So it's not what Trump's doing is not unprecedented. In this particular case, I think it's important to point out, yeah. Dan, in this particular case, particularly in Portland and particularly in Chicago, they're not even there yet dealing with the crime problem. They're there arresting criminal illegal aliens, period. Illegal aliens. They're not there yet to fight crime.
No, and they also are there. They need the military there to protect the ICE agents who are under attack by Antifa.
They're not
they're
arresting
stones
anyone.
Stones and rocks and bricks thrown at them while trying to perform their duties of law enforcement. Again, if you don't like the laws that they're enforcing, there's not a single thing these law enforcement officers are doing that's illegal. They are simply doing their job of enforcing laws passed by Congress, federal law. If you don't like the law, then go change the law. Get on your lawmakers. Don't punish the people who are paid to uphold the law. Well, that's what the crazy thing here
and
is.
It's just a lack of understanding or an intentionality on the part of these elected officials to lie about what Trump is trying to do. And then the media buys into it. Listen to this report from a guy named Christian Datok, who's with the Washington Examiner, who gives Trump credit, but then tries to blame him for causing problems. Like, why can't he bring peace to America? Listen.
Democrats or critics of the president are tacitly giving him his props. I mean, I don't think anyone really thought the president could change the situation. And here we are with him traveling to Israel and to Egypt to sign this agreement. It's nothing short of historic. That being said, it is difficult to contrast his ability to make peace abroad with what critics are saying is a war that he's waging on American streets pursuant to not only this deportation agenda, but his efforts to police violent crime and, again, some of that dissent on the ground in American cities.
What part of stopping the killing don't you understand? His goal in Ukraine, if he can get it done, is to stop the killing. He said 7,000 young men a week are losing their lives over there, not just young men. And in Israel, same thing. He wanted peace down there to stop the killing. It's the same thing he wants on the streets of America. He wants criminal, illegal aliens who are raping and murdering people in this country and causing other crimes, drunk driving, killing police officers like they did in St. Louis. He wants them off the streets. Who would be opposed to that? Show me a poster of J.B. Pritzker. He's the poster child of somebody who would rather allow all of that killing to continue. Am I wrong?
They love chaos. That's what they're promoting. They want the chaos in their cities because that gives them the control. The minute the president comes in and tries to stop the chaos, he's the bad guy. They lose control.
That's a good point.
That's right.
All about power for the left in this country. Yep. It's pretty amazing. All right, we'll get to a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We've got in other news coming up about 6:45. Stay tuned. So thinking back to what I'm hearing out of the folks in Chicago, right? The complaints about the National Guard and, you know, we don't want them on our streets. We don't want the military on our streets. It's not a good look. And, you know, I think Dan hit the nail on the head here earlier when he pointed out that when our guard is there, they're not doing law enforcement work, right? I mean, they're there to have a presence.
Yeah, they patrol.
But they need to have a presence with a purpose. So I'm having a conversation yesterday with a friend of mine who's a police officer who is listening this morning, I think, but told me that he's surprised that he's not in support of the military coming in to do police work. And while he and I have not had a conversation about this over the phone or anything, he sent me a long note explaining how they screwed up in Ferguson, and that in what I didn't realize is that according to him, when the National Guard was sent in here in Ferguson, he said when they were here for George Floyd, they didn't have any ammo on them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So in other words, they were armed, but they were Barney Fife. They didn't have a bullet in the chamber, right?
Bullet in his pocket, maybe? No?
Right, yeah. Which addresses part of the problem here. What good is a gun if it's not loaded? You might as well carry a baseball bat or something. It's not loaded. So what my friend pointed out was it didn't take the bad guys long to figure out that they could still do what they wanted because the guard was not going to fire back at them. They could shoot at them and drive off. And because they have no ammo, they know they can push the limits. And the left, you know, is going to react accordingly. So this has to be done smartly, I think. And I think the key here, tell me if you think I'm wrong, but the key here is that when it comes to protecting federal buildings and federal employees, what's wrong with using the National Guard or federal troops? And I believe they should be armed. Everybody can think back to Kent State, what the National Guard did there all those years ago. But what is the purpose of having somebody standing there armed with a gun if they're not allowed to use it? The example I'll give here is Ferguson. And the mistake that was made in Ferguson by Jay Nixon at the time, by the National Guard was staged up the street in Ferguson at the old shopping center up there, but they weren't allowed to come down that night. And if they had lined up the National Guard, think of how many buildings wouldn't have burned.
Yeah.
How many, you know, whether or not they had loaded guns or not, the first night the thugs wouldn't have known that.
Right.
And you would have seen a military presence standing in front of the Quick Trip or whatever other buildings they burned in Ferguson. There's a smart way to use them so that they're not interfering with law enforcement. Law enforcement, they should just be there for backup. And I fail to see the left's argument of how this is some top-down invasion by the federal government into state sovereignty. They're not taking away law. I don't think they're taking away a law enforcement. I haven't seen them do that. In L.A., for all of the bitching they did about L.A., I didn't see a single interaction between the guard who was there and the public. I didn't see anybody on the ground. I didn't see anybody being frog marched away by law enforcement, certainly by the LAPD, maybe by the FBI or other federal authorities who were on the ground who were law enforcement officers. What am I missing here?
The sheer physical appearance and presence of or whether it be a police officer, whether it be somebody in fatigues with the National Guard, that's the deterrent. You can't overwhelm 80 people guarding a building. You just can't. The physical presence of men in with armored vehicles and with the guns on their shoulders and or even if it's just batons and shields, you're going to be less likely able to breach whether it be a police station that burned in Portland, whether it be the courthouse that burned in Portland. Those things wouldn't have happened had a National Guard presence been able to be there. You're not going to be able to penetrate and get through there. Now, if you throw flaming Molotov, what are they called? Cocktails.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. If you're throwing that, now you are, going to be arrested. You're going to be taken down. You might be shot, depending on the level of the threat you're causing. But, FAFO, if you're there doing that kind of behavior, you need to know you're taking your life in your own hands, whether it be a police officer who might shoot you because you're throwing flaming cocktails that can set people on fire. That's a deadly device, right? And I just think that these guys have to understand it doesn't matter who the position of authority is, whether it's a police officer, an ICE agent, or a National Guardsman, you need to respect the authority that they have for that area and yes. to protect. And these police officers need protected. They were so outnumbered in Ferguson, even though we had every county officer there, every city officer there, neighboring communities were there, it wasn't enough. State troopers were there. They needed the National Guard that night. They were overwhelmed. There were way more protesters being way more violent, and they had to retreat. They had to go back in and find refuge themselves, but the guard could have stopped it. Nixon knows he could have stopped it, and many people believe he was ordered by Washington not to stand down or not to go in and to have those National Guard troops stand down and let the chaos reign. And it obviously did, and it made national news, and we're forever famous here in St. Louis for the Ferguson riots. But, you know, I just think no matter where this kind of behavior is going on, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, obviously Memphis, we were welcomed in, and look at the result. There's peace on the streets in Memphis. There hasn't, I don't think there's been a murder since the actions began. And they've also taken something like 2,300 criminals off the streets.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to get peace. You're going to have a more peaceful neighborhood when 2,300 people with warrants for their arrest get executed. I don't mean they get executed. The warrants get executed and they're taken off the streets. You're going to have a more peaceful neighborhood. That's really what the National Guard does.
That's what they would do to help out, I think.
Right.
This is the kind of stuff. I mentioned the guy earlier who was the Illinois Senate candidate who was doxing these troops who were in town. The ICE agents is who they were, not troops, I should say. And, you know, that puts them at risk. And then you've got somebody fanning the flames like J.B. Pritzker saying things like, this.
Well, let's start with the idea that this is a convicted felon. I mean, think about that, who is threatening to jail me. I got to say, this guy's unhinged. He's insecure. He's a wannabe dictator. And there's one thing I really want to say to Donald Trump. If you come for my people, you come through me. So come and get me.
Oh, man. He's wanting to be arrested. He wants to be president.
Yeah. He wants the national spotlight to act like he's the face of opposition to Donald Trump. What he is a loser. And God knows he would lose on a national stage if he ever ran for anything. But it's that kind of rhetoric. You know, it's odd that the guy they all described as Hitler brought peace to Israel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would Hitler do something like that? I'm distressed by that.
Well, you know, and I always think back to the Steve Jobs quote. It's called "The Crazy Ones." Do you ever hear that? And
it's been a while.
But I think about that's how the Democrats view Donald Trump. He's one of the crazy ones, right? The misfit, the rebel, the troublemaker. They quote him. They disagree with him. They vilify him. But in the quote that Steve Jobs did, he said, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change things around them and the world are the ones who do it. Donald Trump is trying to change things. He's not accepting 600 murders in Chicago as acceptable and people living in fear and bars on their windows. He wants Americans to be free of that.
Yes.
And he's saying, I'm not going to tolerate you all in Illinois continuing to let your people in South Chicago be victimized, number one, by illegal immigrants by the thousands, and spend all of their resources on those illegals when the people are suffering massively. He's saying, I'm going to change that. I'm going to come in, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to change it. And they don't like the change. They want to keep it the same.
They do not like the challenge to their power at all.
They want to protect the status quo.
It's true. All right. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News next hour. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. I want to get his take on the historic day that was yesterday. We got our friend Mark Walters in for 2A Tuesday about 7:35. We're back after this.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, Alec Baldwin is back in the news, Dan.
No.
I don't know if you heard this or not. Sue
no.
Thomas. And it's not for shooting someone. But he may be in just as much trouble with his wife because he wrecked her car. You know, oftentimes when you're cruising around through the Hamptons, you got to watch these trees jump out in front of you. He blamed it on a garbage truck. He said a garbage truck cut him off, and he had to leave the roadway, and he hit a tree head-on in his wife's Range Rover, which he crunched up. He didn't appear to be hurt. He was with one of his brothers. I don't know if it says here which one, but apparently there was some sort of a film festival going on in the Hamptons, because we all hang out in the Hamptons at film festivals.
It's never Alex's fault, though.
And that's where Alex... Oh, he was with Stephen Baldwin, his brother.
No.
Stephen is the one that was with him. But anyway. He's okay. Right. Everybody's okay.
Oh, thank God.
The car is not. Okay.
Just, Hey, a Vermont teacher, 47-year-old woman, her name's Melissa Martin. She was asleep at her desk in a class and then suddenly woke up and bolted out of the classroom. One of her third grade students worried about the teacher, kind of followed her out because she'd been acting kind of bizarre. When she got out in the hallway, the boy said, "Are you okay, teacher?" And she said, "Teddy, how did you get off your leash?" He said, "My name's not Teddy."
What?
Teddy is the name of her dog. She thought the little boy was her dog. She was high on cocaine, they later found out. The cocaine teacher is pleading not guilty, even though they found 2.5 ounces of cocaine in her backpack, and she was acting suspicious. Can you imagine? She was a substitute teacher, so not the regular teacher. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for the third grader. He went directly to the principal's office and says, "My teacher thinks I'm a dog."
Maybe the first indication that something is not right.
Something's not right.
That's good. All right. So I don't know if you heard this or not, but if you go to the airport and you're near a TSA screen, you'll often see a message from the director of Homeland Security about security at the airport. Apparently, Kristi Noem recorded one pointing out that if you have delays at the airport right now, please be calm. She said we're in the middle of a shutdown because Democrats won't vote to fund the government. And because she pointed out that fact in her statement, a number of airports have refused to allow the video to air. I don't know how they can do that, but apparently they can. It wasn't St. Louis yet. I don't know if St. Louis is running it or not. But Portland, not surprisingly, Washington, Seattle, Tacoma Airport, and three airports in New York have all declined to air the message on the TSA screens, claiming it's too political. So Kristi Noem has been silenced in some airports.
Wow.
Just like Fox News.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
You only watch CNN in airports.
Only CNN in airports.
Exactly.
All right. Do you guys collect anything?
Antique radios.
Do you? How many do you have?
Too many, according to my wife. We've run out of room.
You don't have as many as this collector. 22-year-old comic book fan from Indiana just went into the Guinness Book of World Records for the most collectibles of a single villain, this being the Batman Joker villain.
Okay.
How many items do you think she has?
How old is she?
She's 22. Started this when she was in middle school, so like 10 years ago.
I don't know, 10,000.
No, 2,318 separate items, uniquely different items with the Joker on it.
Wow.
Everything from comic books, obviously, but rollerblades, skateboard, milk caps, you name it, 2,318 to be specific.
The Joker.
Going all the way back to 1966.
To only be 22, that is quite a hoarding accomplishment.
That is.
Congratulations. All right, coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends first. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.